Beth Hafner, an elementary school art teacher in Shawnee Mission, Kansas, teaches from home in a spare bedroom turned office, art, and yoga studio. The sounds of her family members working from home and her puppy remind her she is not where she wants to be, in the classroom.
We leave on Sunday night, and then I come back on Saturday.
Hafner first realized how heartbreaking online learning can be when a student held up his art over his screen, a red pen drawing on a spiral notebook.
And he said, yeah, that's all I have.
If he had been in the classroom, he would have had the resources to let his creativity run wild. 25 of Hafner's students could not afford art supplies, so she used PTA money to buy them. Then she delivered the supplies because many of the parents did not have a car or had to work. When she offered to drop them off, she was taken aback by some responses.
Some people then said, oh, no, we're good. We figured it out. And I really do think that they just didn't want me to see where they live.
The disparities in Hafner's online classroom have since become painfully evident as she tries to support her students who are flying solo.
There were students as young as kindergarten online figuring it out by themselves without an adult around to help.
The sight of makeshift classrooms and the sounds of a full house have become all too familiar to Hafner as she tries to teach students who lack a quiet space to learn.
Some of them are in closets. Some of them are in apartments where they have a lot of people in the apartments and there's just a lot of chaos.
Kate Marker, a high school student in Overland Park, Kansas, also struggled with distractions taking class online.
And you know, when you're at home, you're in your room, you see all the stuff you could be doing and, you know, you kind of get up and walk around.
For Marker, school at home provides no barriers between her and temptations.
Winter break, my brothers were home while I was still doing school, and it was so hard to like sit down on my computer when I knew my brothers were doing other things.
While she had everything she needed to be able to engage in class, she struggled with isolation and seasonal depression disorder during online learning and knew some classmates had a tough time participating.
You know, some kids alternate houses during the week and might forget their computer or their chargers, or one house might not have as good of internet.
It is difficulties like this that make teaching online extra difficult for Hafner, but there is a silver lining. Student families created a system to collect and distribute art supplies across neighborhoods. One parent will pick up the clay and distribute it, while another parent will collect the projects and drop them off at the school to be fired in the kiln.
Art is bringing the community together in such a beautiful way.
Silver linings do not erase the physical, psychological, and emotional toll that online learning is taking on teachers and students, people at the front lines of the digital divide. Taylor Gendon, a third grade student from Overland Park, Kansas, is aware, even at her young age, that the remote learning environment is anything but ideal.
If I had to pick between online and in person, you don't have to ask me twice. In person would definitely be what I would choose.
For WTBU News, I'm Rachel Sorcher in Kansas City.